Welcome to the Daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is the last in our series on gaining wisdom, using selections from A Little Daily Wisdom, Christian Women Mystics, by Carmen Acevedo Butcher. Today we're using a selection from Elizabeth of Chanot's Second Book of Visions. Let's begin. With a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. Mindful breathing lets our bodies and minds know that we are becoming quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. No one can stop God's mercy. Not even those who think too highly of themselves. Not even those who sneer at whatever they think is weaker than they are. Not even those who disrespect God's riches. How I hope these words will instruct the minds of those who are humble. No one can stop God's mercy. Not even those who think too highly of themselves. Not even those who sneer at whatever they think is weaker than they are. Not even those who disrespect God's riches. How I hope these words will instruct the minds of those who are humble. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a memory or feeling comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? No one can stop God's mercy. Not even those who think too highly of themselves. Not even those who sneer at whatever they think is weaker than they are. Not even those who disrespect God's riches. How I hope these words will instruct the minds of those who are humble. In this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision or new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. No one can stop God's mercy. Not even those who think too highly of themselves. Not even those who sneer at whatever they think is weaker than they are. Not even those who disrespect God's riches. How I hope these words will instruct the minds of those who are humble. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer. Or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. I also invite you to visit the Sacred Pilgrim Facebook page and share your word or phrase and what came up for you today. God, we thank you for your mercy that is abundant and free and new every morning. When we are full of the distractions and ignorance and oppression that swirls around us, would you draw us back to the center where your mercy is always accessible to us. In Jesus' name we pray.